After a couple of hours of sharing Shiraz and rubbing up against each other, we lock ourselves in the bathroom to seal the deal. We begin fumbling around each other's respective jeans and skirt, drunken teenagers trying to fix a broken fuse box when there's a knock at the door. "The loo isn't working," I shout, the runner gnawing at my neck. "Doll," Lauren hisses. "It's me. Let me in." I button up my skirt, move to the door and open it a crack. "What?" I say, poking my head round. She shuffles in through the gap. "So, I've been getting off with Finn." She notices my friend in the corner of the bathroom, now sheepishly zipping up his jeans. "Oh, hello," she says to him breezily. "So, I'm getting off with Finn, but I'm worried he's going to feel my knickers." "So?" "They're control pants," she says, lifting up her dress to show me a flesh-coloured girdle, "to hold my stomach and back fat in." "Well, just take them off. Pretend you weren't wearing any," I say, pushing her towards the door. "Where do I put them? Everyone is in every room. I've been into every room and there are groups in every single one." "Put them there," I say, pointing behind the loo's grubby cistern. "No one will find them." I help Lauren pull them down her legs. We stuff them behind the loo and I shove her out. Sadly, due to the vast vats of alcohol we have consumed and the shared spliff, the runner can't perform. We make several attempts to remedy the situation, one of which is so frenetic we accidentally unhinge the shower unit from the wall, but all are futile. So we cut our losses and go our separate ways. He leaves for another party and we hug goodbye. It has just gone midnight.